Rosh says in Osiyot Zayin, Shlo Yis Oid Besudas Harishus. So this is a Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara says that a Kosudah Shein Shal Mitzah Ein Tamachachim Rishar Lehanas Mimeno. The Gemara says also, the Gemara has a whole, makes it a whole sugya. Kol Tamachachim Amar Besudas Bechol Mokim. Seif is Makhir is Besoy. Ma'alman is Ishtoy. Miyasim is Gozolov. Samuda Mishtakeach, Menu Machlokis, Rabbis, Bol, Solob, Dvorben and Ishmoyim, Machal, Shem Shemaim, Shem Rabbi, Shem Oviv, Shem Rabloi, Labonov, the name of a circle of Duris, etc. Colin Hanami Sudas Rashus, the Saif Gerla. So that's the Gemara. Murm Sacha. The unit from Reb Chatzal Sarna says very pithily, says Gamz Bezei Yesh Moikish Mavis Kimamor Mzal Pesachim Emtes. So Losim Yimakish Mavis. So what's Taka Pshat? We live in a society which the definition of whether a city has made it, if it has a restaurant. You know, that's the definition of a city which has made it. It's called, now it's a big Jewish city. It has a restaurant. You know. When Lakewood started, you know, when Byron, you know, came to the city of Lakewood and started developing, he made his anhaga, which he wanted the people of the city to adhere to, which was adhered to for a significant amount of time. So the question came up when they can make a pizza shop there. He says, but tonight there's no place to sit. People want to eat pizza, want to eat pizza. But you eat pizza at home. That's how it started. And that was adhered to for tzkufas. I don't think it's like that anymore. I think there is where to sit over there now also. Rehutner Zatzal said one time a young man came and asked him, like, you know, the kids are clamoring, they want to go out to eat, etc. You know, all the friends go out to eat, they should also go out to eat. So Rehutner told the young man, he says, yes, you should take the children out to eat. But tonight, that the following night, your wife makes a very, very nice meal at home, better than what you had when you ate out. Ramon, he talks in the parak, he talks about Tamachachim, he says that he basically brings this Gemara, he doesn't get involved in the punishment for it, but he says that Zolder and Shulda, can just think about it for a second. Like, you know, restaurants, so they have this like nice open storefront, so everybody can walk by and stare at you eating. Now, eating is a physical need, like any other physical needs that a person has, right? It's not something which is, Chazal said that it's also to do in public, but Chazal said that a person is erchel b'shuk the Gemara has choice l'shanas about a person's erchel b'shuk. It's a private mice. It's a physical mice. It's a private mice. Right. So every person, a Talmachochim has to understand the sensitivity that his mice, there's a tznius of how he carries himself. That there's a certain nichbodus. So in the world of a nichbod, maybe Rebbe Meir Zatzal one time said about chewing gum, and, you know, He says, Mole Geira is a Pehmek Sheira. That was his response. So he's sitting there chomping, you're chomping. You know, a person sitting there publicly eating, he's chomping. Like, you know, it doesn't look pleasant if you think about it. Right? So it's a private thing a person does. It's not nichbod. I saw the Rashi Rav Isaac, watched Rashi Rav Isaac when he used to have suddas by him. He used to chew like this. With his hand in front of his mouth. You shouldn't see him chewing. It was a nichbodus. He carried himself as a nichbod. You know, like, you would think it's funny. You sit there and watching the King of England eat. Like, it's a private thing. You know, it's not a pleasant thing to watch somebody eat. It's a very physical mice. So a Talmud Chacham has to understand that there's a nichbaris that as a benteras, a Talmud Chacham, there's a way you carry yourself. There's something which is the way you dress, the way you walk, the way you talk. Revolba has a series of, we mentioned this, he has a series of shmuzin, just mentioned this point of, just going through them now, I just find them very, very, very compelling. He says that the difference between the tzaddik and the rosh, the tzaddik understands that the avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the maisim katanim, in the sensitivities, in the small things. They're not osir. There's no pasuk who says there's no avera in it. But what defines the person, or what develops the person, is in the kadosh atzav mutterloch. The person understands in the areas which are not isir. The sensitive understand what's right and what's wrong, and what's how it should be done, and does it in a mechubad dika oifen. That's what defines the person. A person, is any isser walking around in blue jeans? No. But you're definitely making a statement when you walk around in blue jeans. That this is I'm in a relaxed mode. Right? A person walks around wearing a suit. Is every person wearing a suit a mechubad dika person? No. But a person, you know, dresses a certain way, he's defining that this is, there's a certain weightiness here, there's a certain chashivas to what I'm doing. So the Gemara says, when it comes to as soon as mitzvah, right? Soon as rishus, stam, we're going out to eat. It's entertainment. You know, food became an entertainment. Right? It's a way to have a good time. And Rashi writes in the Tshuva, there's no real Hebrew word for, you know, for fun. You know, schoik is joking. It's not really fun. So Moshe writes in Chubby, he talks about, you know, says people think that it's important to have a good time. Gimel vav dalel test your name. Good time. Good time. You know, he says, you know, he writes, it's a musish was a middle. It's not what, you know, that's what mechanic children about having good time. You know, we should be happy. We should be happy people. Happiness is a byproduct of a person who's is productive. A person feels good about themselves. They're accomplishing something that creates, that generates happiness. When we, whatever reason, we have difficulty with that. You know, we analyze low self esteem. Whatever the reason, so we create other ways of doing it, or the Yetzer Hara gets other ways. No matter, we don't do it. You know, whichever, both of them are true, and so we create all these different ways of having a good time. And food became an entertainment. And that's what the more saying, that's Surah Rishus. Surah Rishus is that food became an entertainment. Because I understand the food is a very powerful thing. The more says, G'dayla l'gimah shemekarev, is that the process of feeding somebody creates a kirev, and that's why there are resurements between Jews and non-Jews eating together. There's limitations of people which are also to have, you know, to each other. There are limitations of how they have to eat together. They have to eat together with a hecker. Right? To remind them that they're prohibited. There are scenarios where there is, because it creates a connection. Right? So using that in a Suda's mitzvah context, using it for a party, for Suda's rishus, like, yeah, we're having a party. Why? Because we're having a party. Let's, you know, just get together and have a party. So what's the solution if you want to have parties? There is one solution. There was an Adam Gadol in Europe, Yitzhak ben Makwas. He never ate anything other than a Suda's mitzvah. So he made a seimer every day. This way, every night, supper he had, he was a Suda's mitzvah. He always ate a Suda's mitzvah. You know? So that's one solution. If you really want to have a party, that's fine. Just make sure you keep making seimer, and then you're okay. There's a tshuva in the Chabas Yoyer, which is one of the Gdali element, Yor Bachrach, the Chavis Yor, in his door, he was one of the Gdalim. And the person made a netter, he's only going to eat by a Suda's mitzvah. Now they made the netter, you need to know what Suda's mitzvah is. He wrote to the Chavis Yor to please explain to him what's considered a valid Suda's mitzvah, the Gabi, this is netter. So that tshuva is one of the basic tshuvas we have. The definition of what's called Suda's mitzvah is that tshuva that he has. He talks about a Suda for Chuluch Zabayis, a Suda for Siyim. He says a fascinating thing. I just want to tell you. He says a fascinating thing over there that where a person makes a siyum, so he makes a Suda's mitzvah. The next day, he's really happy he finished. He makes another Suda in honor of the fact that he finished. So it's called a Suda's Mitzvah, he says. Because you're making the Suda in honor of the fact that you're Messiah. So the next day, the same thing. 3 days, he says. You get to 3 days. 3 days. So there's no look, you have to make the Siyum at the Mitzvah, the Suda, to get a dinner Suda's Mitzvah. It's a Suda made in honor of the Siyum. You're celebrating the fact that, you know, that you're Messiah, that's a Suda's Mitzvah. So it's not the Chaloises with the Siyum. It's the Suda made in honor of the Siyum. But that Shuvah, the person made a Neder, he's only by Suda's Mitzvah. So, Baruch Hashem, he asked the question. So we have the Choshev Shuvah from the Chavos Yehor about it. But where was he coming from? It was a person who felt he was, I'm assuming the person who felt that he was not using his focus properly in these type of things. The result was, is he made this, he's Chavos in himself. He's only going to do it in the context of the Cheshivas of celebrating something important. So a person doesn't count it's celebrating something important. It's not a Suda's Rishus. It has a Cheshivas to it. So that's how it lends a Cheshivas to what you're doing. And then you're connecting over something valuable, as opposed to connecting over something which is not that valuable. So the Kudu we're going to take out of here from the Rosh is the Cheshivas of the Adam, that the Nechbodus of a person, that we Ben Tera carries himself in a certain way. Like you walk into a pizza shop, you walk into a, and you see some people carrying, you know, like, it's a hangout. It becomes a hangout. Why has it become a hangout? You know, it's become entertainment places are hangout places. So pool holes and bowling alleys and, you know, movie theaters and restaurants. Bechara Machta. Why is the restaurant this Bechara Machta with a bowling alley? Because that's exactly the point. Because it became entertainment. Food is not entertainment. Food is a human need which we need to address. If it's done in a way which is kosher, it has a cheshiva. So it's entertainment. It cheapens it. It takes it down. We go down to that level, and that's something which doesn't pass for Ben Tera. And that's true by everything we do. The way we walk, the way we talk. This example, the Rosh gives over here is this point over here.